The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Yo, what's up? It's Emmer, your boy. Welcome back to Eat 'Em Up. And where are my Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club fans at? Because we got Mike Hammer in the house, episode 40 of Eat 'Em Up. So yeah, that's huge. And how does it feel to be in the Korea studio?
It feels amazing. Looks great in here. Got to see some trinkets. Got to see some fan mail that's been sent in. It's been nice so far. I love it.
Nice. And how about, I mean, you got so much going on, but
it's true.
Shout out to our first responders.
Mm-hmm.
A huge mission VGHC's got going on right now is helping the local firefighters in general. Tell us about that mission, because it's a big deal right now.
Yeah. So we started putting together this campaign a couple months back, because unfortunately there's now so many fires and things like this that happen. Fires that happen in Orange County, a local group of OC hand crew guys went and were battling some stuff. And then when they were leaving, they actually got in an accident in their truck and had some really bad injuries. They're still just going through it. And I'm really close friends with one of them. We went to high school together. He was uninjured, but I reached out and was like, hey, we want to do something, like, even if it's just to like pump these guys up a little bit. I don't know how much money it'll raise. It's not going to be life changing, but we want to kick into the pot and help. And so we came up with all this stuff that came out recently. So then it kind of like, we were trying to figure out the release, and it got close. And we're like, we don't want it to get lost in Christmas. No one will see it. You know, whatever. We're like, let's just do it in January. So we had it slated to come out this week and we were ready to go. And then everything that happened last week, and we were just like, this is not the time. Like, and then we were like, you know what, actually, let's just co-opt this. So I hit them up. I said, hey, are you guys good with if we just kind of pump it for everything and we just split the money between, you know, the LAFD foundation and you guys? And of course, like, great firemen, they're just like, yeah, of course, split it however you want to split. Like, we are happy to promote, happy to split, like, just great guys. So yeah, we've had that going on for about a week. It ends on the 20th. And we're just making some great stuff to support the boys.
No, I appreciate that support. Of course, the firefighters, people that are affected by this just monumental tragedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are doing such big things. So just thank you from Eat 'Em Up, Duckstream, the Ducks. And
of course,
look, Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club, it's now a world-renowned brand.
Mm-hmm.
How did it begin? Did you sell a bunch of, you know, washing machines and dryers and get some coin that way to start VGHC? So how did it all happen?
So I had an Etsy account. No, we, oddly enough, I'm so stoked that this got brought up, because I was thinking about it while I was driving over here. Our brand started selling shirts in the parking lot of Honda Center, and they were bootlegs. Sorry. And we just realized there wasn't what we wanted out there. And we come from the music world usually has a lot of creative design and, you know, brings in all these elements, all these different things. And sports just wasn't there. It was just like logo drop. That's it. See you later. So we were making stuff we wanted, some player specific stuff, some just different fun things. And we're selling them in the parking lot. And that's really what kicked off our brand, was getting in front of fans. And that's what started our entire mission statement of being products that are made for fans, because they're made by people that go to the games. We go to the games, we play the beer league games, we're at the youth hockey game, we do it all. And that, like, is the main purpose of our brand.
I feel that you guys really targeted a niche that hockey was. It was a bad boy sport. You know, we think about just the Rock'em Sock'em.
Yep.
I used to watch this, and John Davidson was on it, but it's called Ice Hot. And I think they did at least two. I had the two CD or the VHS at the time.
Yeah, it's just that long ago.
No, I know. So anyway, like, we remember those hardcore days, the extremely physical days.
Yep.
But I don't think of course, there wasn't a brand that really exemplified that toughness and that meanness. It was a bunch of cookie cutter stuff, right?
Like, for sure. It was mostly just like slap the logo on the front of stuff, and usually on like a bad product or not a great product. So people didn't really want to wear it in their day to day. And the thing is, like, you know, speaking to like the old school style and the toughness and all this stuff, it's like fighting has gone out of the game, you know, for the most part. I mean, there's still, you know, some scraps and some heated things, and that's great. Like, it's the way things evolve, and that's good. And I think the thing is, people don't realize that whoever you think the softest hockey player is on the street is probably like one of the most tough mentally and physically people. And we meet these guys, like, we were meeting people all the time. We realize like hockey will just always be a tough sport. There's just no way around it. Like, you can minimize fights, you can do what you want to do about anything, but it will always inherently be a tough sport. It's just too fast, too passionate. Like, it just will be that, and we will just evolve with it and love it for what it is.
And it's really cool to see like guys like Dana White, right, come out and just in those interviews recently, just give props to hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
Not only skating, they're stick handling, and then they're shooting, and then they're fighting, which is bare knuckles.
I mean, you realize that to just start the sport, you have to learn how to ice skate. And it's like the most important part of the sport is this insane skill where every other sport, they're like, do you know how to walk? You'll be great at running. Okay, perfect. Like, yeah, for sure. And so it's insane. Guys are crazy.
You guys are now getting into jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when did you really feel as, I mean, you and the whole crew who started this, when did you guys feel that you guys had something cooking? Like, you had a brand and just that taking it and run with it process.
So we put out our first run of shirts, and it was actually pretty funny. We started the brand, and then instantly was the NHL lockout. So we were like, oh, great. We started a hockey brand during the lockout. Perfect. And we kind of just rode off that. Like, people seemed like they were looking for something, and they were yearning for, you know, other people that were feeling similar to them and hurting at the time. And we actually did a lockout tee that said, I think it said, let them play or something along those lines. And those first couple drops sold out so quick. And we were just like, whoa, like, this is just from like straight early days Instagram, like posting and then talking to people in the comments and then going to whatever local hockey we could that was still going on and meeting people and be like, oh, this is what we're doing. Like, we're kind of trying to bring this like music, hardcore world style apparel, but also upping the game and making everything higher quality. And people were like, I'm in. And some of those people that we met during those days, like, I was messaging with a woman last night who, like, her and her husband are insane VG fans. And she sent us a picture of their baby in a VG thing. And she's like, I've been fans of you guys from the start. I was so proud to get like the first onesie that was going to fit my kid. And like, it was her husband and their kid both wearing matching things. And she's like, we've thought about this for years. Like, and I'm just like, this is insane. Like,
that's epic.
It's crazy. Yeah. We love it.
That hits hard. That's cool.
It really does.
You guys are in ECHL, AHL. Of course, you've been in the NHL.
Yep.
What's like a typical year? Just the holidays must be slammed.
Holidays are slammed.
It just what to go through just each quarter.
Oh man, it's just slammed at all times. Like, we were like, okay, we're going to ease into the year. And then so far this year, we've had a Call of Duty collab, a Zamboni collab. We always have just things, new things coming out here at the Honda Center that are just always slamming. We've got all of this fire support charity. So it's like, we're 2 weeks into the year and we're like, we said we were going to chill. And like, here we are.
When you love it, you love it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And that's the thing is, like, I spend most of my waking hours watching hockey, working on the brand, doing anything in this realm. And it's like, I will never get over it.
That's epic.
Like, it's
just breathe it. Breathe it. And like, your DNA, right? It's just
it's in it. Yeah. And it's just what we do. And yeah, it's amazing.
The NHL, they had a quarter century teams for each teams.
Yeah.
I want to hear your VG first team.
Whoa.
Ducks All-Star team. Let's hear it.
Ducks. Going Ducks.
Strictly Ducks.
I mean, gosh.
Three forwards, 2D.
I mean,
doesn't matter sides. Just,
I mean,
in one tendy.
Okay.
No pressure.
Okay, no pressure. But for me personally, I feel like if you're looking, Okay. I got to put Getzloff in the middle.
Boom.
That's Getz is my favorite duck ever. Yep. Clearly. And then I feel like you'd be foolish to not put Paul and Temu on each side of Getz. But then I worry about the 200-foot game. How are we going to be in the defensive zone?
You'll have the puck the whole game.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. If it's just our top line. Okay. I thought about do we need to put a Sammy Paulson out there or something? But you're right. Okay. So Paul, Temu, and Getz.
And then there's guaranteed no bad reviews on VGHC, right? You know what I mean? You go with that line, you're playing it safe. Everyone agrees.
That's true. It's hard to disagree.
Yeah.
Hard to disagree. Okay. So we're set up front. On D, geez, I'm going to go. So you got to go tough guy. It's hard to go against Pronger. It's hard to go against Niedermeyer. Let's see if Scott's on that side. I'm going to go Scotty, and I'm going to go Lubomir Vishnovsky.
See, that's so through. And I was knuckles for that. I appreciate that because it shows, the true history.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in my votes. I put in my two teams. So yeah, I don't want to discuss mine. And this is, of course, VG's first team. You got to appreciate it.
I mean, the thing was, I think I love the system of just ripping one timers on the power play.
And if you love offense, you love that.
You love Lubo.
Yeah. For sure.
He's great.
And what a name. Exactly. True fans appreciate his offensive just brilliance.
I feel like maybe one of the most underrated ducks.
For sure.
Like he does not get the shine that he should.
And it's like Trevor Dosky too.
Yes. Right?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, boom. Yeah,
he should get it.
And that talk that needs to be talked about more.
Yep. I totally agree. And then in net, hard to go against Jaguar in his prime. Yeah.
Just the cup, right?
Yeah. It's like when you start talking accolades, it's like,
yeah,
you have to go Jiggy.
And for Gibby, it's like, if he gets a cup, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's, boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Go. I mean, that's, there's a lot of guys like that, though, unfortunately.
Goes without saying. If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide. What makes a violent gentleman? What makes a violent? Ooh. So for our listeners, some are more experienced.
Okay.
Hockey listeners that really know the game well. But this for a question for the hockey fans that are just getting into it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Violent Gentleman Hockey Club. What makes a violent gentleman?
Absolutely. First of all, welcome in. We love not gatekeeping. We would love everybody to come love hockey because we obviously think it is the best. And so come on in. We'd love to have you. Violent Gentleman to us, we received a compliment one time. We got an order online and I said, there's no way there's two people with this name. So we did a little digging and figured out that it was Sheldon Surrey had just gone on the site and bought stuff. And we were so excited about it. And then we got connected to him and we're like texting him and we're like, oh man, like, okay, this is a little bit weird. Like, how's this going? You know, whatever. We hadn't talked to a lot of players at that point. And he ended up coming by the office and he gave us one of the greatest compliments ever that we talk about all the time. And now this was over 10 years ago. He said, you guys made a brand that's exactly how I've felt my entire life. He's like, I've had to separate that I go on the ice and I have to be as savage as possible within the rules and compete as hard as I possibly can. And then the second I get off the ice, I am the nicest, most charitable, most hospitable, sweetest person ever. And he's like, I've always thought it was interesting that I had to separate that in my life, but I did, and I did it well. And I felt that they both complemented each other. He's like, you guys have made a brand that is exactly how I felt. And we were like, damn, that's huge. Like,
that's cool.
And I think that's what it's about is, you know, you're violent in your, we use the phrase violent, not necessarily to reference violence, but to reference, something impactful and hard hitting and quick. And that is really the essence of the word. And so we just implore people to be that and go as hard as you can when you're in your arena, whatever it is. Maybe you're at work. I don't know if you're in the cubicle smashing spreadsheets, rip it and then get up and you know, be an angel to everyone in the office.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. What, so that's essentially what it is and what we, I mean, you see it in the hockey guys, like, you know, these guys are absolute psychopaths when they're in between the boards. And then, you know, you see them at a charity event or whatever. And it's like, they are going above and beyond, like they all go above and beyond. And it's amazing. So we just try to capture that essence and that vibe.
That's a really cool way to define it. Like just the, cause you can't be overly violent because it's the gentleman aspect of it, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. So I love that dynamic of just being badasses on the ice. Mm-hmm. And then, as you mentioned, just giving their time back off the ice, mm-hmm. as we always see them do. It's a great way to exemplify what you guys are going on. And it's a timeless and classic mm-hmm. name, I feel like, right? It will never go out of style. Like, it's not possible.
There's just a time and a place for things. And we just try to hope that people use them in the right thing. And that is the thing, right? Is like, if you go too overboard with the violent, it's like, well, you've now nixed out the second word.
Yeah.
You are no longer a gentleman. And that's what it's funny, me and my partner, Brian, like, we always get into conversations when we're flying or something with like a flight attendant. And Brian loves saying to like, they'll be like, violent. And Brian will be like, get to the second word. Just get there. And then, oh, hey, hi, I'm Brian.
Like, makes sense.
You know, we're nice guys. Yeah. Like, I swear.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look, I go to Knott's. I go to Knott's.
Whoa.
Every time I go to Knott's, I see 3 violent gentlemen t-shirts every time.
Wow.
Every time on average.
That's amazing.
Could be 5.
Are you a pass holder?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So I got the season pass.
Yeah.
And then for $116, you get the meal pass.
I've heard about this.
Unbelievable. Okay. So it's 2 meals mm-hmm. per day, as long as the meals are 4 hours apart. It's incredible. They got Panda in there.
Wow. And that's included.
Included. Just as long as 2 meals per visit are 4 hours apart.
4 hours apart per visit. Could you could you come in here and rip a podcast, go over there, have lunch, come back, work a little bit more.
Rip another podcast.
On your way home, eat again.
Stop at VG. And then
grab some Panda.
Grab it.
That's Panda. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty much free.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You guys are doing so many things all the time. Like we've already mentioned it.
Yep.
Whether it's supporting us here, appreciate mm-hmm. it again.
Of course. We love it.
As our official sponsor of Eat 'Em Up. You're everywhere and you help us on DuckStream. You guys hold the Duck Skate. Mm-hmm. Just you're in the Ducks DNA. You really are. What's next? Like what's next for VG?
I mean, I feel like what's next with us and the Ducks is just like continuing this awesome relationship. And like it's interesting. We've had this kind of funny, not funny. We've had like a, you know, we kind of had a feeling out period with us and the Ducks where I think at the start we were like maybe looked at as, I don't know if we looked at like as a little aggressive, or we were just different than everything that was going on. So I think a lot of people were kind of like, whoa, what is this? Like, hold on. And so we kind of did some stuff together, and then we were away from the Ducks for a little bit. And then we kind of had this coming back together that was just rough. I mean, there's just the people that work here are just incredible. Everybody here is great, from Teets to Jill to John to like Tracy. Everybody we work with here is just incredible, like the best people. It was almost like we were VG and the Ducks were almost like we were high school sweethearts. And then we both went away to college and kind of drifted apart for a minute. And then we both moved back to our hometown and we were like, hey, you know what? You want to go grab a coffee? And then we did. And then, you know, now we're getting a dog. Like, and it's been just amazing. Like we just, as we progress this relationship and we just, it's like the Ducks have so many creative things they work on and creative ideas. And it's just, I think that's just inherently Orange County. Like, the area just strives to be better and do cooler things and do better things and be innovators. And we're just like so happy to be a part of that and be able to collaborate with the team on so many different levels. It's amazing.
Keep crushing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Before we wrap
it
up here, 10 hard hitting questions. Just
these are quick ones.
Rapid fire.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Got your breathing done.
I'm ready.
Summer or winter?
Oh, winter. Let me tell you, summer is a straight up conspiracy. We were sold that summer was great when we were kids because we just didn't have to go to school.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then you do summer as an adult and you have stuff to do and now you just have to do it sweaty. It's insane.
And who doesn't like a crisp, cold kokanee? You know, just out on cold. The ODR.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Cold, you get to choose your level of warmth.
And if you're here in SoCal, it's some Brewery X. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You can do whatever you want.
Of course.
Yeah.
Skater or goalie?
Oh, skater.
Come on, what are you doing?
Jeez. I like what you're trying to do. This is like a psychosis test or something.
It's hard enough being a skater with three guys on you. I played one game of gold and which of three guys on you at all times.
That makes
and
sense.
It's too much.
That makes sense.
I couldn't imagine just getting one in the throat and then having to sell insurance on Monday. Take one in the throat Sunday, get back to the cubicle on Monday.
See you later.
No
awful,
way.
Awful.
Oh, Eastern Conference or Western Conference?
Oh, I'm a big Western apologist. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. World Cup of hockey or All-Star game?
I feel like here's the All-Star game. I feel like gets some heat. But I feel like it's fun. Everybody has fun and there's the skills comp. Are we counting skills comp as part of this?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, then yeah, I go skills comp All-Star game.
Yeah. Cause it's a big party.
I'll watch that all day. It's a big party. People are having fun. And then sometimes they make events that are legit so hard that like the guys can barely do it. And you're like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Humble these men.
And this just came to me. It's like, you don't risk the injury.
No.
Right? They're half-assing it out there.
Yeah, we're just saucing pucks around.
And it just dangles.
Exactly.
It's just pure talent.
It's like a 10 p.m. bronze beer league game.
We'll see with this upcoming tournament because what if your team's vying for playoffs and you get a blown out knee? Could you imagine you're a contender and your top guy goes down to a injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a similar vibe as Olympics, right? We haven't seen Olympics in a while, and that's what's going to be interesting. Are guys going to be going as hard as they do at the Olympics for this Four Nations thing?
Remains to be seen.
We'll find out.
NHL arena or your favorite outdoor ODR on the pond?
So different. Hard to compare. I know these are supposed to be quick. I'm talking forever. I'm going ODR then. We'll just go quick.
Radko Gudas or Troy Terry?
Oh my gosh. What category?
Just whatever. Just for whatever reason.
Just any specific reason.
Just
gosh. Troy's
Radko.
I mean,
he's the butcher in the top hats. I mean, I don't know. You know, just
that's right. He does have a good hat collection. He must have a big closet. I'm going Radko. He is I feel so bad. They're both great supporters of us. Radko, I'm going Radko strictly because he is the most recent supporter of us because he was in our Call of Duty photos.
I saw that. And those look mean.
He looked insane. And he plays.
Yes.
He plays. So he's legit. We do love Troy, though.
Matt Nieto's a good buddy of mine. And at one point, he was ranked 9th in the world.
No way.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Does he still
so good
play?
For him.
Does he still play?
Don't know. I haven't asked him. I you know.
Let's figure that out later.
Boom.
Let's see if he's playing.
Making deals in real time. Yeah. Hard hits or more Michigans?
I mean, I feel like I have to go hard hits because I feel like you really don't see the big open ice hit anymore.
Snapshot or clap bombs?
Clap bombs. Also just a thing you don't see anymore.
In and out or five guys?
Hard in and out.
Paul Kariya or Timu?
I'm going to go Paul because I feel like Paul didn't get the love that he should have. I feel like he was, and that I think that is also personality based. And I feel like Paul probably didn't want it. Paul probably told people less shine, less spotlight, quit talking about me. And all the while Tamu's like, send it over here.
True.
I'm ready to chat. I'm ready to be in the spotlight. Let's do it. That's a perfect teammate.
Boom. That was a money 10 right there. We're wrapping things up.
Okay, great.
And appreciate you coming on. Appreciate all the support that you give Eat 'Em Up and Duckstream in general, the Anaheim Ducks. We appreciate you guys. And yeah.
Of course, we always loved you as a player, and we love supporting you because you're from Southern California, and we always we felt a connection to you. We always have thought you were rad, and that you have this career post hockey we think is so cool. And when they gave us options of things that we could get involved with, you were like number one, because we truly want to support you. We've always supported you, and we're very happy to be sponsors of your pod.
All right, let's wrap things up before I start shedding some tears. This is getting out
let's
of
talk about ketchup again.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to another epi of Eat 'Em Up, and support your local fire department.
Absolutely.
And I'm wearing just the money neon orange hat. It looks fresh. Support the cause.
Yep.
Thanks to our first responders. No looting.
No.
If there's any time you're going to take a two hand to the Sherwood old school Paul Coffey stick right to the jibs,
it's looting.
It's to a looter.
For sure.
Stop looting. Support your local fire department. What?
And get out there and support your community however you can. If you can give $5 or you can give somebody a check in and see how they're doing, just do whatever you can. Everything in times like this helps, and you'd be surprised how far it goes.
You're a beauty. All right, we'll catch you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.